produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Amory.
Benjamin.
So there's a guy going through the Black Forest in Germany.
Okay.
Just having a nighttime walk, and he hears this beautiful, beautiful music. He recognizes it. It's Beethoven's music.
Okay.
And he's wondering where it's coming from, but right as he's starting to get a sense of it, the music cuts off really aggressively. You know, it's that part in, I think it's Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, where it's like, da 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 da. And so he's like, wow, that was weird. And he keeps walking. And then all of a sudden it starts back up again. Da 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 da. And then it cuts off again really aggressively. And he's like, what is going on? And it keeps happening, and the refrain gets shorter and shorter. And he's like, what the hell is going on? And so he starts running towards the music. He's running through the black forests of Germany towards the music. And eventually he comes upon this clearing. And in the middle of the clearing is this wizened old man. And he's sort of sitting on top of this pile of dirt. And stuck in the dirt is this... Essentially, it's basically like a sarcophagus. And he walks up to it, and as he gets closer, he recognizes this man as Beethoven. And he gets to Beethoven, and Beethoven kind of pauses. He's sort of shuffling some papers around and doing something, and the man gets closer to Beethoven, and he realizes, like, Beethoven is, like, doing something with the paper, and it's actually sheet music, and he... gets closer and he's like, Beethoven, Herr Beethoven, what do you do? This is amazing. I'm such a big fan of yours, and your music is so beautiful. What are you doing here? How are you, like, I don't even know what's happened. What, I'm so confused. And as he steps a little bit closer to Beethoven, he realizes that Beethoven is holding, along with this, you know, in they're basically skeleton hands. He's holding this sheet music and an eraser. And Beethoven looks at him and he says, oh, my boy, I'm decomposing.
Oh, man. That one requires some patience, but the payoff is pretty good. You are your father's son. I can say that now. I can say that now with some knowledge behind me, because I've spoken to your dad.
Yeah, and I've spoken to your dad, because this week our snack time is a dad joke snack time.
Ba-dum-ksh.
You remember our snack time episodes are not our Full Throttle episodes, but episodes where we just kind of talk about Reddit stuff that we're into. And this week we are into Reddit dad jokes.
I mean, we're into dad jokes all the time.
True.
But this week, they get their time in the spotlight. Do you want to hear a shorter dad joke?
Sure.
This one is straight from Reddit, posted by someone that goes by Mad as a Hatter. It says, my wife threatened to divorce me when I said I was going to give our daughter a silly name. So I called her Bluff.
It's not bad.
Not bad. I've got more up my sleeve, but maybe we should let our dads do the talking at this point.
Yeah, I think so. So, Amory, I called your dad up, mm-hmm. and we had a little dad-to-dad chat. All right.
Okay. We're live.
Tam, why don't ants get the coronavirus?
Why don't ants get the coronavirus?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because of their little antibodies.
Oh. Oh, that's pretty good.
All right. I got two more for you, and then I want to hear yours for me, okay?
Okay.
Why can't you use beef soup as a password?
Why can't you use beef soup as a password?
It isn't strong enough.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
Those were my short ones. I got a slightly longer one for you, and then I want to hear yours, okay?
Okay.
Duck walks into a pharmacy. Walks up to the pharmacist, looks at the pharmacist, says, "Got any corn?" Pharmacist says, "No, this is a pharmacy. Get out of here." Duck walks out. Next day, the duck walks back in around the same time of day. Pharmacist is just wrapping up. Duck walks right up to the counter, kind of cocks its head, looks at the pharmacist. "Got any corn?" Pharmacist says, "No, I told you yesterday, this is a pharmacy. We don't have any corn." Duck walks out. Third day, same time. Pharmacist is just getting ready to pack up his lunch and, you know, just go home and have a nice restful evening. The little doorbell on the door tinkles. Sure enough, it's the duck. Duck waddles up to the counter, looks at the pharmacist. Pharmacist looks at the duck. Duck says, "Got any corn?" Pharmacist says, "Man, you've been coming in here every day. I'm sick of this. I've told you every single day that we do not have any corn. This is a pharmacy. It is a up and up business establishment. I don't know what you're talking about. It's clearly ridiculous that you're asking me this days in a row. If you come back in here tomorrow, I'm going to nail your webbed feet to the floor." Duck walks out. Next day, it's almost quitting time. Sure enough, the bell dings. Pharmacist can't see a customer at first, but then, yes, as he expected, the duck is waddling up to the counter. The duck pauses, cocks its head, looks at the pharmacist. "Got any nails?" "No, well, we don't have any. Got any corn?"
Took a while to get there, but that works okay.
All right, those are my three dad jokes for you. What do you got for me?
That's pretty good. I don't know. I've got a few of them. How do you make holy water?
Oh, man. I don't know.
You boil the hell out of it.
That's good.
Self-deprecation society is taking new members. I've already put myself down.
That's good.
Let me see. There is another one that I liked. Oh, a ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here."
That's a classic setup. It's good.
That works pretty well, doesn't it? I had never heard that. I just found that one. And then I made one up. A friend offered me a can of Paul Bunyan beer. I said, "No thanks. I don't like lagers."
That's also very good. I have one that I made up that's similar, I think. Why did the undercover agent get out of the swimming pool?
Undercover agent get out of the swimming pool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was in too deep.
Oh. Here's one for Amory.
Okay.
What do you call a pachyderm that doesn't matter?
What?
Irrelevant.
How would you describe your own sense of humor?
Probably very lame. I don't care for insult humor or put down humor. Like Don Rickles never appealed to me at all.
Uh-huh.
But I really liked Get Smart as a kid growing up, and Buck Henry and Mel Brooks were the writers on that. And I liked the Dick Van Dyke Show. I thought a lot of the things on that show were pretty funny. And there's a Carol Burnett skit from her show called The New Trainee. And if you haven't seen that, I'd recommend watching that one. I know it's on YouTube.
Okay.
And Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. It's better not to tell you about it. It's better just to watch it unfold. I think it's
okay.
Very tightly written. Everything, one thing ties into the next, So.
So you kind of got it. You would say in some ways you got your sense of humor from pop culture.
Probably, I would say so.
Emery is an easy laugher, which is really good for me. That's that's really helpful for my, for my needs as somebody who likes to crack jokes. Has she always been an easy laugher?
I don't know. I mean, she always found my jokes corny, I think. but I also think that when she hears corny jokes now, she thinks of me in a warm way. So
yeah, totally.
You know,
Tam, thank you very much. I know we were pressed for Tam, but we did.
Yeah, I hope this works out for you. I hope you got the material you're able to splice to make it work. Now, will Amory get in touch with me this evening to get this from my phone to you?
No, I'm going to tell you how to do it right now. So
Dad, if you've got a second to doesn't know how to send his file, and I love him for it. Coming up, I call Ben's dad.
You can call him whatever you want, but don't call him Harry because he's bald.
Oh, God.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you consider yourself to have dad joke humor?
Yeah, I do if I understand dad joke humor, and I think I do.
Presenting Kit Johnson. What's a dad joke in your mind?
Well, they're usually groaners, as I understand them.
You know, groaners?
Something where the offspring can be embarrassed, and the dad really enjoys embarrassing his sons or daughters. Sometimes I like to tell underdog jokes.
What's an underdog joke?
I suppose an underdog joke is where you take a typical underdog, and through humor, they manage to best their superiors in some way. Do you want an underdog joke?
Yeah, let's try one.
I have a pretty good underdog joke.
Okay.
I have a story about three Brits and three Scots that were all taking a train to an Irish soccer tournament, and they were all standing in line at the ticket booth, and the three Englishmen were first in line, and they got up there and bought three tickets, one for each of them. And the Scots were right behind them, and the three Scots stepped up, and they only bought one ticket. And then one of the Englishmen said to the Scotsman, "How are you three Scots going to ride the train with one ticket?" And the Scot said back to him, "Aye, laddie, watch and you'll see." And so the train started moving out of the station, and pretty quick, one of the Scotsmen got up and walked down the aisle toward the loo, and a couple minutes went by, and a second Scot got up and walked down the aisle toward the loo at the end of the car, and then, sure enough, the third Scotsman got up, walked down the aisle toward the loo, and not too long after that, the conductor came through asking for everybody's tickets, and the three Englishmen all gave him their tickets, and the conductor went down and he knocked on the door of the loo because he saw that the little sign said occupied. And sure enough, out came one hand with one ticket. And the conductor took it and walked on into the next car. So they all went to the soccer tournament, and they were coming back, and they were standing once again at the ticket booth. And the three Englishmen stood up and were at this look on their face that said, "We're as smart as any Scotsman," and they asked for one ticket. And then they watched as the three Scotsmen didn't get any tickets. They just got on the train. And so the Englishmen, whispering among themselves and shaking their heads, and they asked the Scots, they said, "How do you Scots people expect to ride back home on this train without any ticket?" And one of the Scotsmen spoke up and said, "Aye, laddie, watching ye'll see." And so the train got to moving, and just as you would suspect, one Englishman got up, walked down the aisle toward the loo. Couple minutes, the second Englishman did the same thing, and then the third Englishman followed the other two down toward the loo, and a couple more minutes went by, and one of the Scotsmen walked up, walked down the aisle toward the loo, knocked on the door of the loo, and said, "Ticket, please."
Oh, that was a journey.
Yeah. And I like to, I think dad jokes, they're either terribly obvious so that they're just a groaner, or they challenge you to finish the story.
Gosh, I feel like I only have groaners. But if you don't like them, don't blame me, because I got them from Reddit.
Hopefully from a Reddit dad.
So you're a jazz musician. You're a pianist. And I found some of these jokes from the dad joke subreddit. And then I also found some jazz-related jokes from the jazz subreddit.
Terrific.
Yeah. So in honor of your specific instrument, here's just a quick one. How many bassists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I think you've got me on this one. I don't think I've got an answer.
Okay. None. The pianist can do it with his left hand.
That is good. I love that. I will use it with every bass player I hire.
Just, there you go.
Just as a threat.
I'll give you one more short jazz-related one, and then I want to hear another one of yours. What's the difference between a pop group and a jazz group?
Well, I don't know. The pop group does the same thing every time, and the jazz musician makes it up in the moment, but that's not particularly funny. I give up. Give me the answer.
You are so close. You are good. The pop band plays 3 notes for 1,000 people, and the jazz group plays 1,000 notes for 3 people.
Yes! Yes. And you know what? That is so true.
That's exactly
it. And let me share with you something that is truly funny that was an actual occurrence, okay? And
okay.
It's not a terribly long story. There is a famous jazz violinist that most every jazz person
actually
knows
it's a pretty
of.
Long story, so we're just going to jump ahead.
True story.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell me another one of your jokes.
I suppose a more typical dad joke would be one like, how many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
I mean, you want to answer 8, and that's wrong. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
how
that's
many
the
tickles?
First place your mind goes, and it's
right,
not far
at least
off.
8.
But the answer is 10 tickles.
10 tickles! Oh, man. See,
This feels really funny. I'm delighted with your response, but somehow I have this need for an audience of groans out there, you know.
Oh, tentacles. Is that better?
There we go. The most fun dad jokes are the ones that you can actually put into play. For example, I remember one time when we were living in Sheridan, Wyoming, And Ben asked me to come upstairs where his bedroom was and see something that he wanted to show me. I don't even remember what it was. And he said, "What's the matter?" And I said, I have trouble trusting stairs. And he said, "What do you mean trusting stairs?" And I said, "Well, you know, they're always up to something."
That is true.
And of course, at that point, I think he threw something down the stairs at me. But, but, you know, when you can get somebody to actually fall into a joke that you've set up, especially a son or a daughter, that's just the best.
Well, I feel like this is good advice for other, I'm not even going to say dads, I'm just going to say other parents in general out there as they hone their own senses of humor, and the senses of humor that they can pass down to their children is anyone can tell a dad joke, but can you incorporate it into everyday life and make it so that the person just really doesn't see the joke coming? I feel like that is next level, and only a true dad joke pro can do such a thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which reminds me of the one where the dad comes home and the son or the daughter looks at him and says, "Did you get a haircut?" And the dad says very disdainfully, "No, I got them all cut."
Oh, wait. I mean, oh, you got them all cut. Yeah, yeah. Well, Kit, this has been delightful. Thank you for your underdog jokes and your dad jokes. And thanks for making a son who is so much fun to make a show with where we get to do things like this.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you, Amory. Such a pleasure to talk with you.
Amory, I came away from these conversations appreciating your dad so much and just really having those dad joke feelings about my dad.
I think I understand you better after talking to your dad. So I'm glad that you feel like you got something out of talking to my dad as well. Because, you know, I was raised by my dad for the first large chunk of my childhood.
Yeah,
he was
clear.
A stay-at-home dad. And so you are your father's son and I am my father's daughter, without a doubt.
Well, that was this week's Snack Time. Hope you liked it. Please also send us your dad jokes. We would love to read them, I think. Right, Amber?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I will send them. I will send them all to Tam.
Endlessthread at WBUR.org. Also, you should check out our subreddit because I believe we're going to have a poll about who told the best / worst joke. So please vote early and often. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.